KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky here in Atlantic. It's 34 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. The Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard today indicated the number of positive cases in the state continue to rise, along with the number of deaths. There were 934 new cases statewide and 17 more deaths reported as of 6 a.m. today since 10 a.m. on Sunday, for a total number of deaths of 1,733. Cass County has one more death for a total of four since the beginning of the pandemic. There are 19 more positive cases here as well for a total of 498. Pottawatomie County has 22 new positive cases. Long-term care facility deaths are up slightly from 840 on Sunday to 847 today. The number of outbreaks at LTCs is unchanged from Sunday at 81. In Cass County, two facilities, Atlantic Specialty Care and the Griswold Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, have a combined total of 106 positive cases, with 16 having recovered. In Harrison County, they have 251 cases spread among three facilities, with 125 recovered. Hospitalizations total 718 as of this morning, compared to 676 on Sunday. There are 156 COVID patients in an ICU. 108 have been admitted since Sunday. That's down from 128 previously. And 57 are on a ventilator statewide. That's up from 53 yesterday. In western and southwest Iowa, there are 46 people hospitalized with COVID, compared to 43 yesterday. 10 are in an ICU, 4 were admitted, and 3 are on a ventilator. The IDPH reports a total of 983,280 Iowans have been tested for the virus, with 131,178 testing positive and 1,085 new results just since Sunday, and 850,418 of them testing negative, with nearly 4,000 results since Sunday. The individual positivity rate as of this morning was 13.3%, and the 14-day rolling average is 14.3%. That's up from 14.1 and 13.4, respectively, on Sunday. And officials say that 93,807 Iowans have recovered from the virus. Five of the six states with the nation's lowest unemployment rates are in the Midwest, have Republican governors, and have almost no restrictions intended to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Those governors have said their lack of mask mandates or other restrictions are a big reason why their states are riding out the pandemic relatively well. But economists say it's not so simple. Economists say a lack of mandates might help, but of even greater importance is the fact that Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, and Missouri have economies that rely heavily on industries that weren't hit as hard by the pandemic. A surge in the coronavirus cases across the country, including key presidential battleground states, is creating mounting health and logistical concerns for voters, poll workers, and political parties ahead of tomorrow's election day. In Iowa, county officials say they were preparing for scores of confirmed or potentially infected people to vote curbside. It's an option typically used by disabled people that must be available outside of every polling place. In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers sought to assure voters in the critical swing state that going to the polls would not be risky, even as officials announced more than 5,000 new coronavirus cases in Wisconsin. Red Oak police Sunday night arrested a man for violation of a no-contact order. 42-year-old Brian Keith Shaver of Red Oak was arrested around 10:18 p.m. at the 400 block of East Corning Street. Shaver was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Red Oak police arrested a Cass County man early Sunday morning. Authorities say 25-year-old Thomas Daniel Bruning of Griswold was taken into custody for public intoxication at around 12:30 a.m. in the 400 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak. Bruning was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office Friday reported the arrest on October 24th of 19-year-old Austin Hulsing of Carroll. Hulsing was arrested for OWI first offense. He was taken released on his own recognizance after appearing before the magistrate. And on October 25th, 19-year-old Crew McAlpin of Exira was arrested for OWI first offense in Audubon County. McAlpin later posted bond and was released. And the new countdown clock for the 2020 election has shifted from days to hours. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Thank you. What a crowd.
President Trump spoke in Dubuque.
This is a very great place. We had a great victory here 4 years ago.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar campaigned with Democrats in Marion on Saturday.
All eyes are on Iowa right now in the country. They are.
The outcome of Iowa's U.S. Senate race may determine which party holds a majority in the Senate next year. Incumbent Republican Joni Ernst and her campaign bus rolled into Maquoketa early Saturday afternoon.
We're seeing a level of enthusiasm and energy all across the state of Iowa. It's not doom and gloom. It's not the dark winter that Joe wants you to believe. We know that there is a brighter future ahead.
This is going to be a tough race, as you know.
Democratic challenger Teresa Greenfield's weekend message focused on issues like Social Security solvency and health care.
Another thing that people tell me about everywhere I go is they want the divisiveness to end. They want the bickering and the name-calling to end. Yeah, I do too. It's part of why I'm in this race. I'll work with anyone if they've got a good idea to help our country move forward.
Nearly 925,000 Iowans had already voted by Saturday. I'm O.K. Henderson.
In our funeral announcements, Walter Hare, age 98, of Greenfield, died October 27th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Private immediate family-only services for Walter Hare will be today at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with the service live streamed on Emmanuel Lutheran's Facebook page. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Stephen Christensen, age 67, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Christensen will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Edward Lee Parsons, age 85, of Audubon, died October 23rd at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Edward Parsons will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with a luncheon to follow. Aaron Rabarchuk, age 35, of Atlantic, died October 7th at his home. Services for Aaron Rabarchuk will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marcella Gaines, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Marcella Gaines will be private. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. A public viewing will be held for Marcella Gaines today from 12:30 until 1:30 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home. Donald Peterson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Donald Peterson will be at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. John Jennings, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A private family interment for John Jennings will be held. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Kenneth Lee Finnell, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A private family interment for Kenneth Finnell will be held. Regan V. Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building here in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.